The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. Plastic lattice panels are durable, low maintenance, and are easy to install. They're a great accent for deck skirting, garden trellises, and creating privacy walls. We stock a huge variety of colors and sizes to fit your project. Save big on lattice at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Hey, Pie Man, why don't you get in the shot here in the back here, too? We got a long time. Watch the cables there, though. Yeah.
This is where the groupies hang out.
Yeah, it's a long time viewer. Is a guy here? Brady Ken, and our boy Pie Man, whose kids are going to the race. He's going to go Saturday. See, we're old. We're smart. We're just going Saturday. The practice session just got canceled. Not bad. So this is a cabana. Imagine in the summertime, you got your thing here. You got your own TV. I really like that. You got a TV with a remote control. You got the games. Cabana. Little pool action here. Like, they even offered us drinks. I even turned it down. She goes, you don't want some drinks? I'll put some drinks here. I put water. She goes, you need some beer or something like that? I was like, no. I've said, been there, done that. We're good. We'll wait till tomorrow night. But I like the heated aspect of it too.
Yeah,
great stuff down here at Circa. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. And in fact, you know what? We'll do a little turnaround here right now. So just, you know, for you people watching right now, This is what I'm seeing on the other side. There's a world famous plaza. They crashed. That's of course the movie The Rock. I think they crashed the plane that ends here. But yeah, you see, you get great shots here. The stadium swim, the downtown area. You got the pools. It really is, man. It really is just a world class, like the best place in the world. Like, honestly, what? But, you know, there used to be the Superbook, right? And the Superbook is big and stuff like that, and it's big. And now that's the classic one, without a doubt. But it's sort of like from the Elvis days and stuff. You know, it never modernized itself, right? Derek has done a great job on Fremont Street, rejuvenating Fremont Street. But past rejuvenate, I mean, this is just as good as it gets. And, you know, during the Saturday afternoons is when it's really lit. I mean, the games are done here tonight. It's quiet. And to be honest, we're on the other side. Shout out to everybody joining us on Sirius XM channel 159 right now on the Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. So we're live at Circa Sports Stadium Swim. Any of you on the West Coast have been here before, you know the drill. They're pretty much closed right now. They're staying open for us for the most part. The game's over. There were a lot of people from England here. It's the one thing I've noticed. Like, basically, it was all Brits. It was all Brits. They were all just getting drunk in the pool. And they were getting ready to go to the practice sessions tonight. Like, it was supposed to go on, like, you know, all night type of deal. And they literally had to cancel the I'm seeing right now the classifications. I don't know what the hell they're doing here. Like, so, I don't know what the sports books are. I imagine the sports books are going to avoid this. But so much work. Listen, man, people are going to want to criticize no matter what, right? People like failure, right? I guarantee you there's a bunch of losers on Twitter right now that never leave their house. Oh, look at Vegas. Big failure. Big whatever. Yeah, it ain't a big failure. It's just the first thing. This is the first storyline. You know what I'm saying? I will tell you, though, that I guarantee you right now, the Europeans are raging. they're not happy about this American influx. They don't think Americans really like the sport or deserve the sport. They just know the Netflix show. And look at Max Verstappen himself, the driver himself, said, I hate this. And they asked him. He didn't say he hated the city of Vegas. He goes, this is all glitz. He goes, it's 99% glitz and 1% sport. They also complained in Miami, though. Like, there's a theme here. The drivers aren't down with this stuff. They don't, you know, it's big. It's so big in Europe, but Europeans aren't as, like, showboatish, if you know what I mean, as, like, Americans and Canadians and, like, North America. Right? It's, like, a different, like, the drivers don't like the driver introductions. They're like, why are we doing this? Right, like they normally, their driver introduction normally, traditionally, is they drive around the track slowly before the race and they wave to everyone. Like, or they'll be on, like, you know what I mean? The drivers will get on the back of a truck and they'll wave to everyone. They're sort of like they're not used to this walk out, hey, I'm this guy and I'm that guy. But I think at the same point in time, and I'm a Max Verstappen fan, everybody hates him. I like him because he wins money, and I like his cold-bloodedness that he just doesn't give an F about what you think or what anyone thinks, or he doesn't care. He really doesn't. But he should back off, like, the first night in Vegas when asked, and he shouldn't say it sucks and it's 99% glitz. You're in Vegas. It's the land of glitz. This is what they live on, so don't insult them. And number two, bro, you're making like $46-50 million a year right now, and you're in line to make $100 million a year in your negotiation. I said before 250. Yeah, he's getting 500 now for the next five. They got to make money somewhere, and they're going to make money here. But it is disappointing. I feel for the hardcore fans, but dude, I went to the Montreal race. I flew 3,000 miles, man. I went to the opening night party. It was pouring rain like I never saw rain in my life before. Okay. There's something about it. Like I said on the show last night, God hates motorsport. That's the theme. God, like, anytime it happens to NASCAR all the time, oh, we're really looking forward to this race. It's going to be great. Yeah, it'll rain. I don't know. God doesn't seem to like motorsport or the Bills. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Lorenzi, the principal players, the hustlers, the people that bustle them, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down live at Stadium Swim, Circa Sports. Thanks to Derek Stevens for the hospitality. Shout out to everybody joining us on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut in the house with us tonight. And we're going to be here again tomorrow. So if you're in Vegas, come on by and say hi. As the chaos has already begun as far as the Las Vegas Grand Prix is concerned. But before we get to that, let's start off with the National Football League. As the Cincinnati Bengals weren't in a must-win situation. I should note, we are outdoors. That's an LVPD helicopter looking for O.J. Simpson. The juice is on the loose. The juice is on the loose. So we finally have a primetime game go over the number. It was 24-7 to the under coming into tonight. The game finally went over this evening, just barely, but it gets there, despite the fact that Joe Burrow got injured in the game. So Joe Burrow left before halftime. He had a sprained wrist, and Jake Browning came in, and the Baltimore Ravens routed them when it was all said and done. Really, 34-13 beatdown. A 34-13 beatdown. And now the Cincinnati Bengals are kind of in the same situation as the Cleveland Browns are in. Like, this division, the best division in football is suddenly falling apart, and it's falling apart, and it's falling right into the hands of the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, are the Pittsburgh Steelers really that good? You know what I mean? And they get the Cleveland Browns this week. All right, good. This helicopter will finally, like, go away. We're right on Fremont. We're on a rooftop of Circa here. A lot of crazy people on Fremont, so I don't know what the helicopter was up to right there. We got Mr. Sean Higgs going to step up and in. So there was just an accident in the Formula One race. We're off and running. It's the practice session, and Carlos Sainz just, like, wrecked his Ferrari over a drainage pipe or something like that. We'll get you the 411 on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morency. We're throwing it down here. We're live in Las Vegas. Things have sort of calmed down right now. The game's over. I think they might have found OJ. Like I said, like literally, like it's crazy too. We've been on for a couple hours here, and it's, you know, it's been fine. It's been good. It's been fun. But it's literally, and Tommy, our producer, Tommy Randles, could probably attest to this. Literally, just as like we, our AM radio affiliate started, it was like a helicopter hovering over my head. And I'm like, all right, he should go away in a second. Like, what's he, you know what I mean? There's no, like, you know, I don't see, there's not, like, any naked, hot, naked women in the pool to be lurking at, like overhead here. But like I said, it's Fremont, it's, you know, it's Vegas, so it is what it is. All right, we're going to bring Sean Higgs in a second here, but, so the practice session started, okay? The practice session starting, and a couple of drivers. Verstappen was out there. What it might have been. I don't think there was anyone else. I think Verstappen might have been the only one that actually got through. We were doing the show here. But if you guys can actually in Master Control, just quickly let me know if anybody else actually got a lap in. But Verstappen went first, right? And then I think it was the Ferrari after. Okay, so Leclerc did, because that's why I was wondering if it was Leclerc or Charles Leclerc or not. Okay, so anyways, it was like 20 minutes of racing or something, like the practice session. And then you just sort of see Sainz's Ferrari, like, bump up and, like, go high, like, in the air. Sort of like you know, like he flew, except he didn't want to do that. Like, it wasn't meant to do that. So supposedly now it's all fresh news. It's coming live from the track here. We're at Circa. For the record, we can tell you, though, they just said it's the first time ever they had to cancel a practice session. They paved over the manholes on the strip and on the street, but I guess there was a welding issue, and the manhole popped up a bit, and they don't know if it was a welding mechanical, the welder's fault, and or if it isn't, and they have some sort of asphalt problem that something is shifting and changing, then this could be a freaking nightmare for them. Like, I'm just saying, what if they get back on the track in the morning here and then another asphalt thing pops up? All that to be said, you got 100,000 people that just paid like $2,000 each and saw about four effing laps before they shut it down, Sean. Sean Higgs steps up and in. And Sean, I'm sitting at the Circa Sports Stadium Swim, beautiful establishment. Derek Stevens is the man. And I know you've been here. You're telling me you were in this cabana. This is where you put all your money in the safe, you said. Well, you won like 50K. You had to use the safe there, huh?
There's like a little garbage. I'm like, oh, there's a garbage can. I was like, I want to throw out my little. We had food. I'm like, oh, this stinks. There's no garbage can. I felt bad. I'm like, oh, they open up this little secret cabinets. But you know, going back to the track thing, like you got these cars racing around that game, right? So that, you know, were they not thinking that the heat of the cars and the tires maybe like, you know, the asphalt's going to go down a little bit, like, right? I mean, it's probably they groove a little.
You got to test this stuff. Like, it's sort of like doing a show. We sit here. Yeah, you got to test the stuff. Like, yeah.
How's it going to be fixed tomorrow? How are they fixing that for a race?
They can fix the isolated. They can fix this isolated spot.
Yeah.
Until it pops up somewhere else. You just said something, and I'm not smart enough for this, but you just said something. It's true, which is, okay, was it just an instance where – because I don't believe that was there before they started. They would have saw it. They're not that stupid. They didn't spend $1 billion and not realize there's an effing manhole in the middle of the track, right?
Like, how many cars have gone around on practice rides for practicing?
Only four or five type thing. So that's what I'm saying. So did it happen after the cars went over it a couple of times and it loosened it and something happened?
Yeah.
Therefore, it's almost like the episode of The Simpsons when Homer becomes the trash commissioner and he puts everything under the golf course and it starts popping up all over the place. Like, what happens if manholes start popping up all over the track all morning and all night? You know what I'm saying? I don't know, dude. I got a ticket. I'm going Saturday, but I almost want to complain. I want half my money back. I'm not happy. I'm getting screwed over here.
You know, you were saying how,
watch
like,
it now.
You were saying before, like, how the Europeans, like, don't want it in America. Because, listen, I know nothing about racing. I don't know. I mean, I remember, like, Richard Petty when I was a kid, apparently. You know, like,
that's yeah, why I old school NASCAR.
Like, you know, like, how embarrassing is this going to be if something happens here tomorrow? Like, and if it
totally
happens,
embarrassing, Sean. No, this is this is a massive embarrassment. Like, Formula One really spent $1 billion on this.
And he was like, oh, it's not a big deal. It was a little hassle. I mean, all you see on Twitter is like how horrible it was. Hey, I was out there over the summer. It took like 45 minutes to go like a block. It was horrendous. It was terrible. I mean, I know they don't have to redo that every year, but
that's the whole thing. It's done now. It's smooth here now. For people, put it this way. The race is like we're on Fremont here.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even know Formula One is here. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no traffic. There's no nothing. It passes in front of the Mirage. It goes up Tropicana.
Fountains.
Flamingo, excuse me. Flamingo. It's not this far. Listen, it's going to be a spectacle, but. And another thing is, too.
As I said, you go up to that legacy club.
Another thing is, too, is that the television rights, right? They pay for this. Now they don't have content suddenly. That's the big thing, right? There's a lot of unhappy, trust me, there's a lot of unhappy people. Whoever was in charge and whoever screwed up that manhole, it sucks. I don't like saying, oh, you don't want fire the guy and stuff, but the company, like someone's getting fired. And on top of this, there could be people getting sued. Like, you know how much money is being lost right now? Like, this is on in like 118 countries. They can't run the commercials because it's not on. They just cut away from the broadcast. Like, they can't stand there like idiots talking all night. Like, this is like,
it had to rip the bottom of the car, no?
Yeah, the car is extremely damaged. That's going to screw Ferrari over, but. Ugh. I'm on Red Bull. Whatever. I mean, that's life, bro. Right? Yeah,
you follow racing?
Yeah.
Like, you're talking about racing. So, I mean, you know a little bit about the F1 and stuff like that? They have backup cars and stuff like that? I don't know.
Yeah, you know, I've been following
stuff. What was
that
Tom Cruise movie? He was a race car driver. What was that? Days of Thunder? Was it Days? I don't know. That's about my extent of race cars.
That was a long time ago, Sean. But it's been one of those nights tonight. It is what it is. So, we'll get more information as far as the Formula One is concerned, but of course Joe Burrow gets injured tonight. There's another screw job, right? You know, listen, man, life is predicted. You know, success and happiness is predicted to no one in this world.
I was listening to you guys, and he said like he's not injury prone, but when are the little things kind of, you know what, he misses a couple games every year. Is that injury prone or is it just bad luck? What is that? I mean.
Listen,
this year, was he ever healthy? He started the season hurt. He came back, looked bad in a couple weeks, had a good game against Arizona. Oh, he's back. Here he comes. And granted, you know, there's fluke injuries. He hit a helmet, fall wrong. You know, they thought Lamar got hurt right out of the gate. The Mark Andrews thing.
Sean?
Hurt, but.
You know what it is? One thing that is true, if you remember, people said Tua was injury prone, right? And it was sort of the same thing. It wasn't really his fault. The guy got slammed on his head, this or that. But people are like, oh, he's soft.
And I'm one of them.
He's injured.
I think that guy's a hit away from, you know, you saw him get his bell rung there. I was like, wow, I can't believe this guy.
He's fine. Yeah, but Burrow is the one that gets hurt a lot too, but he doesn't get called out for it. It's just sort of the public narrative, and the media's narrative, fans' narrative will sort of become real with people. But Burrow is just cursed. I don't think Burrow is soft. I don't think he's injury prone. I mean, the guy had an emergency appendectomy. I mean, that's just stuff happens to him all the time.
Yes, that's it. That's not really playing that on football, I guess, you know.
Yeah, no, like I say,
the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler, Columbus Auto Mall, and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of these guys that just, that's why he's relatable. Bad things happen to him all the time. Good things happen. He got $250 million, but bad things happen to him. All right, so we'll get some of your best bets on the other side here.
Yeah, sure.
Man, what a chaotic start to this. What a chaotic start to the weekend day here. Practice session lasted 15 minutes. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the buzzers, and everybody else in between. So the practice got shut down, but the fight's going on. We got Stevenson. Stevenson's going on right now. We got some boxing, and it's starting to trickle in right now. Yeah, people are frustrated that we're at the race. The first time this has ever happened before. I imagine, like, man, phones are off the hook right now. Lawyers are being called. You can see the pictures. So basically there's a drainage. There's basically a drainage system in the middle of the street. They paved over it, but evidently not good enough. And it popped up, and, you know,
that is Ferrari, like a giant hole.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that thing. Thanks, Sean. Good getting it up there.
There you go.
Yeah,
I was just talking about all that.
Let me see
what's
going
on over
but
here.
You know that's not supposed to be there, right? That's not good.
That's not good. I don't know. And how do you – you can't just leave an open top on it. Like, leave it open for the cars to run over. It's not like I'll leave it open and let them swerve past as they're driving.
But like I said earlier, so now they got to get someone out there. They got to pave over this thing for real, but they can't be bumpy. So, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I got
I'm not saying they can.
Where's the Flex Seal, bro? Flex Seal that puppy up,
great
little
call.
That super duct tape Flex Seal.
Great call.
You know?
Phil Swift. We need Phil Swift on the phone.
That's it.
Great call. Hey, that guy says that you can make a boat out of his tape there, right? And there's sharks and stuff.
You stuff it,
get some
here
of
we
that,
go.
Yeah, get
put
some of that. Yeah.
Put a ShamWow towel in there first, and then the Flex Seal right on top. You're good to go. You don't even need a surface, a resurfacing.
You know, I like where you're going there, Sean. If I was Flex Seal, I would like mock them. I would put it in my next ad. I'd have like a Formula One ripoff car and a hole. I'd say, you know what? These guys, they spent $1 billion. They could have called me. Phil Swift with Flex Steel. He put it over.
Come see what a piece of tape.
He go, look, you don't need payment, man.
Simple, good. like a piece of loose leaf paper, except it's their tape right out of ground.
Yeah. That whole, show the picture again. That's great. You got it on your phone.
Oh, yeah. Serious, I still have it.
That's a
they can
serious,
just cover right like, up. There you go. Where is it at?
There we go.
Good I can't
shot,
tell where
shot.
It is. I'm on like three screens in front of me. I don't know which way to go.
That's too good. So, you know what? I don't know. This is going to affect the sessions now because they still have to practice.
How are people paying for tickets out there for this thing?
Yeah, whatever, dude. They're going to get the. Now, the thing is, they're going to say so tomorrow night. No, they're just going to do it earlier tomorrow. So, like, you know, tomorrow night they had the qualifications at nighttime at the same time. So now they'll have to start earlier, which I realize now is going to screw, like, it's not good. Let's just call it out for what it is. Like, it's going to throw their schedule off. There's rain delays sometimes and stuff. Not often. That's the thing. Formula One are pretty psycho. Like, they'll drive in, like, a hurricane. They don't really stop for anything.
Nice.
That's why I guarantee they're mad about this because they don't care if it rains. They don't care. Like drivers even say, man, you guys are nuts. But we can't see. They're like, race on. So they have a race on mentality that they're not going to be happy about. But let's get to some football right now. And what do you think of the Jets and the Bills game, actually? Jets getting 7 against the Bills. I brought it up earlier. It's hard to trust the Buffalo Bills to lay 7 points against anybody right now. They fired their offensive coordinator, so you got Joe Brady taking over for Dorsey. The Jets defense is good. I mean, this should be a close game, actually. I'm a lifelong Bills fan, and I don't want to lay 7.
I didn't like the Bills on Monday night. They haven't played well the last couple weeks. Like, going back, they had a couple losses. They scored a win over Tampa. They lost to New England. But I got to think in this spot, I don't have them. I didn't bet them. I like the Bills here, though. I think they're going to put up like a 34-13 win. The Jets' offense is anemic. It is what it is. The defense is good. But I thought Allen kind of took a step back when he lost Dabo to the Giants. And now this guy gets canned. Dorsey's out. Maybe he's like, you know what? I'm just going to come out and do whatever I want and be the one man against everybody else and run more and just chuck it. I think they're going to have a good game here. I think this is he'd be like O'Shea. It's like back to the wall kind of game. But everybody's written him off. It's been bad. If you're really that good, if he's that good, this is where he's going to say, you know what? It's my fault. This guy got fired. I played like crap. I throw interceptions. I fumble. I can't make a play. I'm going to come out and be the MVP tonight and have a big game. You don't have to worry about the Jets scoring. The Jets don't score.
Their back is... This is as back of against the wall as it could be for the Bills. You look at the right. Bills' schedule. So it's the Jets at Buffalo. They host the Jets this week. Then Buffalo go to Philadelphia next Sunday for 4:25 Eastern. Yeah, no. And then get this. The following week, they're in Kansas City. They actually get a bye.
Not an easy one there.
So then they get Kansas tough. City. Then they host the Dallas
Kansas City
Cowboys.
On the road. Yeah, and then Dallas.
Philadelphia and Kansas City on the road back-to-back, and then you go to Dallas, and then you go to
not
L.A.
Easy.
And you play the Chargers. Like,
not easy.
They really dug themselves a hole here, but I get the feeling.
And then you got New England, who knows what New England will bring to you. And then Miami. It's not easy. I mean, you think, they can win a couple. Always have problems with Miami.
They're plus 175 right now to make the playoffs. Like, the odds are against them that they make the playoffs. You think the Bills will still...
Yeah,
there's still time for them to make the playoffs.
What did Yogi Berra say? It's getting late early? Is that a Yogi-ism?
Yeah.
It's getting late early?
It gets late early here, yeah. But he also said it ain't over till it's over, so...
It ain't over till it's over, so...
So, you're right. Yogi gets late early
here. This could be a season-making game, believe it or not. As stupid as that sounds, they're 5-5. It's, you know, the Jets are 4-5. This is a team, you know, one of these guys is going to make the playoffs, one won't. I mean, the Jets win, they're thinking, look at this. We beat you guys twice. We got some. We're excited.
You look at the AFC, and these are almost playoff eliminators on a weekly basis. Like, they really are. Because everybody has the same record, right? 5-5, 6-4, whatever, 6-3, you know what I mean? Injured quarterbacks now.
Yep,
every game's going to matter. Conference head-to-heads, conference records, all that stuff is really going to matter this year.
Yep.
In the AFC. So what else are you looking at this week? We talked tonight already about the Cardinals and the Texans game. Cardinals are getting 5. Cam liked the Cardinals. Brady Cannon liked the Texans.
I'm the under.
You like the under, huh? You think this game goes under 47.5?
I think it was under. As much as Houston's been putting up points, as Arizona, really, Kyler Murray, they're 2-13 in their last 15 games now. You expect them to go on the road and put up 30 points. I don't. I think he had their first game back, and it was a big push. And again, that was against not a good team, and you barely pulled that one out of your hat. I think low scoring. I think this will be like a 26-14 kind of game. I think it'll be a little more low scoring. I mean, you guys score 50 points here. It's 48.5, 49 points. God, give me the under.
I see a 47.5, but I hear what you're saying.
47?
I see 47.5 for the Cardinals.
It was. I know it was 49 earlier, so it's come down. So I still like the under. That's good.
Bears,
if it's coming down, it means I was right.
Bears and Lions is 48. But speaking of coming down, the Bears numbers come down.
I like the Bears here. Everybody's going to be on the Lions. Everybody's all over the Lions. Big win. They put up, 38, 39 points, and then you got a Bears team who can't score. They're like, oh, the Bears are so bad. They've improved a little bit. They're not playing terrible, and this is a nice little number here. It keeps coming down. What are people going to say in this game, Gabe? You're going to be like, oh, the Bears. You know, and that's all they say. They think the Bears are terrible. They've been improved. Don't throw out the names. Just look at what these numbers come out at. The fact that it's coming down should tell anybody who wants to bet a game what they should know. Take the Bears. Listen, you want to take Detroit? Thanksgiving? Wonderful. That's where they're probably looking to have a great game. This is going to be a flat spot. You're off a big late win on the road. You come home. It's Thanksgiving. Not a good spot for them. I mean, I know they're home. I'm not trusting them laying 8 here, 7.5. Basically, you got to say they win by 10, right? Because you need you're laying 7.5, 8, whatever it's going to be. You need a little breathing room for Chicago to come down some score a garbage point, no matter what team they're playing. There's going to be that garbage play that's going to come down and get you in the end. So give me the points here with the Bears.
And Justin Fields will be the starting quarterback for the Bears this week. The Cowboys are laying 10.5 right now to the Panthers.
Ugh.
I don't like this game. Listen, I don't trust the Panthers enough, but I wouldn't lay 10.5 with the Cowboys in this spot either.
And here's the thing with this, because I like Washington Thanksgiving. Again, I think a 9 spot last I saw against Dallas.
Yeah, me too. I agree with that.
This one just scares me because Dallas could maul this team, right? They beat up bad teams, and a defense should feast on a bad quarterback, a bad offensive line, and take care of it. And maybe they win this. And, you know, it could be ugly. It could be 23-6 or something, but I don't want to lay this. Even as a fan, as a Cowboy fan, it's a stay away. How about just an under? Play it safe, bet an under here because Carolina won't score. And if Dallas does lay a stinker and they get some defensive help, if they get to 30, would be because the defense puts them in within the 30 on two possessions and they get a big kick return or punt return to get them some extra push in the red zone there. But I'd probably go under first in Dallas. I mean, I don't want anything to do with Carolina. They look, you know, Reich looks terrible as a coach. I mean, it's supposed to be the offensive guru guy. It's horrible.
Yeah, and he's taking over the play calling dudes. I didn't think he should get the job. He's a nice guy. He had his run. Time has passed him by. You know, and he never should have been given the reins of the Carolina Panthers and a young quarterback. Especially, he's never developed a young quarterback. He wants veteran quarterbacks. Oh. All right, well, more picks with Sean on the other side as we kick it live here at Stadium Swim in Las Vegas, Nevada.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Circa Sports, we're going to be here on Friday night as well. Throwing it down tomorrow night. We're going to be at the race on Saturday. So if you're in the area, come on by and say, what up, what up, what up? Let's roll.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
See, Max Verstappen was right. This is why they should spend less time on the glitz and more time, like, on the track. And, like, you know what I'm saying? When he said, he goes, it's 99% glitz, 1% sport. Yeah, 1% was 9 minutes. We understand that's what it was. You got 9 minutes of action tonight if you're an F1 fan. They're going to, whatever, you'll get in tomorrow. And, you know what I mean? It's not like you're going to get, they're going to condense it all tomorrow. But we have the official statement now. Following inspection, it was the concrete frame around a manhole cover that has failed. We now need to check every manhole cover, which will take some time. We'll be discussing with the local circuit engineering team about the length of time that this will take to resolve, and we'll update with any changes and updates to the schedule. So, kind of like what we thought. It went over, boom, the manhole failed, popped up. And how do we, like you said right away, Sean, how the hell do we know it's not going to happen, like, all over and over again? They better do a lot of effing testing tonight, man, because they better be ready to go tomorrow, bro. Like, do you know what I mean?
They're training guys out of state right now.
It's called practice for a reason, right? It's practice, but
You charge people practice. For practice, so you know what I'm saying? Practice.
Yeah, exactly. You charge people to come in. You were there. You paid a ticket to watch this for 9 minutes. Do you get a refund for that? Talk about – listen, I'm not one screaming bad beat refunds because Mark Andrews gets hurt. So I want refunds on my ridiculous same-game parlays because I got a participation trophy when I was 11 for a 0-0 game of T-ball. But, like, seriously, these you people – and these tickets were a lot of money.
That's a good point, Sean. You reminded me. I should be like a millennial. I want my money back. I bet on the Bengals, and I had Burrow. It's not fair. He got injured. That's a half. I deserve my money back. That's how kids think nowadays. I never crossed my mind. I'm like, oh, I just got screwed, but that's that.
I say that, you know, and I joke. Listen, they give these back for this, but how come you don't get a refund when your team loses 46-16? They didn't even show up. My team didn't even show up today. Should I get a refund? You know, like,
you know,
how do you...
The stupidest refund I ever saw is they refunded people that played Mitch Trubisky to win MVP. It's like, if you played Mitch Trubisky to win the MVP of the NFL, like, you don't deserve your money back. You deserve to be slapped in the face.
Right? Yeah, you should lose double.
Why don't they give money back to people that, like, got a bad beat? Like, listen, guy missed a free throw last night. We're gonna, you know, it's all stuff.
Anytime you lose by a half point, you get a refund. How about that one? Oh, boy, I'd be a billionaire for all those.
I'd be a good – I'd bet at that book. Yeah, you lose by right. 1 point.
Every half point, you get a refund.
Yeah, we'll take that. We'll take that. Okay, so you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. Look at all these New Yorkers that are Cowboys fans.
I told we've gone over this. My dad's a Redskins fan.
We hate Philly, we hate the Giants. You don't trust them to lay in the 10 enough.
No.
Okay, so the Chargers and Packers – earlier in the week, I looked at this game, and it was sort of like, wow, Chargers should be able to beat the Packers. Like, how the Packers going to keep up? Now I'm getting cold feet. I don't trust the Chargers suddenly. I'm like, you know what? I don't trust these guys going on the road to the Midwest like this.
The coach is bad. They'll make a bonehead play. And what are you going to – people bet how they get to see Gabe. And what did you see? You saw him put up 30-something points against the Lions. Like, oh, this is great. They can score points. And they just a bad ending to the game. They maybe could have won it. And then you got Green Bay, who scored the first two games of the season. They scored, what, 38 and 24? They haven't cracked – I think they cracked 21 times since then in the last 7 or 8 weeks. They can't score. Go – take the under. How is this? What's this? What's this total? 46, 47? What is this? 44?
Yeah.
How is it even 40?
Updated. 43 and a half. Is not a little higher, actually. 40. Yeah, it's a torn because the Chargers can score, but the Packers can't. It's 44 right now.
Yeah, the Chargers play. Green Bay plays defense, though. Green Bay's not going to give up a 38 spot here. Like, you got the over. If you take the over here, you're thinking the Chargers are scoring like 33 to 38 points, 40 points themselves. Because Green Bay's not scoring more than 17. That's 16.6 points or whatever. They don't score. Take the under. How do you trust the Chargers? We saw them lose to Tennessee, right? I mean, they can go on the road and lose. That's what they do. That's why they're as good as they are. You look at the names. Oh, look at the names on this defense. We got a bunch of first-rounders and a great quarterback. And you know what? They're like a 500 club because they make bonehead plays, bonehead decisions, mistakes, fumbles, whatever the case may be. They do not lay three. It looks easy, yeah. Everything's easy. If it was that easy, Gabe wouldn't be staying at a billion-dollar hotel in a desert right now, sitting on a rooftop. If it was that easy to take, it looks better. You know?
King of the world, baby. King of the world.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen. Speaking of which, I'm just glad that the helicopter's gone because we had a helicopter and it was whoever the helicopter was searching for, maybe they found him. Or maybe it was the TV copter for the race.
Maybe it's like Hangover 4. Maybe Alan is looking for you to be part of the roof. One-man wolf pack. Yeah. Now exactly. My wolf pack has grown by two with Gabe Morrissey joining my wolf pack.
Speaking of totals, and you just said like the under. You said you like the under in the Packers, Chargers. You get the Steelers and the Cleveland Browns now. So you get the Pittsburgh Steeler offense that's offensively challenged. And you get a Cleveland Browns team that's going with a rookie quarterback and Dorian Thompson-Robinson instead of going with P.J. Walker because they, quote, like the upside that DTR could potentially bring. You know, I get it. P.J. Walker is not great. They didn't like how he played in a game, you know, last month. But he's also 5-4 as a starter in the NFL. So
he's won some games.
He's won games before, and at least he's played games before. Maybe their thinking is, listen, we'll give DTR a chance, and if he's bad and it doesn't work, we'll throw P.J. Walker in there. But with all that being stated, the Steelers' defense is good, and the Cleveland Browns' defense is good. I know the Browns and Ravens game turned into a track meet last week, but, man, the odds makers are on to this, though. 33, Sean, is the total of this game.
Yeah. Listen, I like totals, and I usually hit a lot of totals in NFL, especially unders. I'm having a good season with totals. I got to stay away from this one because you got quarterbacks
just too low
that,
at 33.
Yeah, because it's you get a couple interceptions, and all of a sudden, I mean, how did they score last time the this game went over? Because you had a fumble, you had a 70-yard bomb, you had an interception return for a touchdown. That's what happens when you have quarterbacks that could make mistakes or make a play. Like, they're boom or bust kind of guys. I still like Cleveland here. I mean, I got Cleveland, and I took a -2.5, and I'm not going to move off of them. Pittsburgh. Yeah, they're 6-3, and Tomlin, is he better than Stefanski gets coached? I mean, the guy wins games. What are we going to say about Mike Tomlin?
Yes,
the guy's
he's better than Stefanski.
I mean,
yes.
These guys get out. They're out-yarded by 100 yards a game. That's got to catch up with you. It's going to catch up with you. So in a game like this, they should win. They're going to lose. We saw Cleveland beat the Niners here. We saw them beat the 49ers. They lose Chubb, they still win the games. All right, Watson, you had Walker in there. He went on the road, almost could have won in Seattle. I don't hate this. I'll take Cleveland here with Thompson. I don't care. I mean, and as you said, a good thing I probably should have thought about myself. If he really is that bad and one of nine in the second quarter and they're like, let's make a change, then you got a guy who's going to come in here and a little more experience, whatever, take care of business. I like the Browns to win this one.
I think that's
use
their
him. Use him in the Survivor. Survivor pick on the Browns. There you go.
That might be excessive, but I think that is the thinking. It's sort of like a goalie. It's like, all right, we'll go with the kid, because if you put P.J. Walker in and he struggles, it's hard to go and say, all right, DTR, save us.
Yes.
After. So at least now you go to DTR and you see, you know, maybe he feels this confidence boost that they believed in him. They made him a starter. We talked about it. He got reps all week now. He didn't get that chance before. It was a last-second decision that he was going to play last time. It got thrown on him. So he's gotten reps all week. I am a big fan of this Browns team's character, as you stated. I don't think – and it's funny because I don't like Stefanski. Nothing personal, but I don't think he's a good coach. I think he's an underachiever. I think the Browns should have been better over the years. And then somehow this year they have all this adversity – and they're actually good. They keep on finding a way.
Winning.
I think Jim Schwartz has a big, big thing to do with this. But I tell you, man, 33, I live by that expression. Bet the highest overs over and the lowest unders, and you'll be all right, Sean. I know it's scary to bet an under 33 in the NFL nowadays, but I'm going to ride it. I'm going under here.
Like I said, man, you got Pittsburgh offense could make mistakes. Cleveland offense could make mistakes,
so
and that turned into some short fields.
17-14. That's what it feels like. 16-14, 17-14. That's sort of what this game feels like.
This game could be 13-9. I mean, I'm not running to bet a total in this game. I don't want to. I mean, I'm on Cleveland. I'm going to stick with my Cleveland bet and ride it out because I like stinkers like that. You know, a team like the Titans, sign me up on the Titans today, you know, stuff like that. But total, I can't do it.
What about the Sunday nighter with the Vikings? The Vikings keep winning. It's unbelievable. Like, you want to say, it's almost like the Browns, except even crazier. The Vikings lose.
Yes.
Dude, they lose. They lose Justin Jefferson. It's like, oh, wow, they're in a lot of trouble. They lose Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
They lose Madison, their running back. Like, you name it. It's like, so they lost their three skill position players, and here they are right now. You got Josh Dobbs. And the story continues.
Yeah.
They're only getting 2.5 here, but if you look at Denver, you know, beats Buffalo, beats the Kansas City Chiefs, beats the Green Bay Packers. The Denver Broncos have won 3 of their last 4 football games and against good teams. You know, Buffalo, you beat Kansas City. All right, the Green Bay game, whatever. But still, I mean, you got to tip the cap to what the Broncos have done winning 3 of 4.
Yeah, they've definitely turned around. I do like the Broncos here at home. It's just normally you think, all right, you gotta fade them off a short week. Monday night, big win on TV. Everybody saw them there. And Dobbs is a great story. I mean, he came in, I don't even know my receivers' names, and I'm running around like a chick with my head cut off against Atlanta, pulling out wins out of his hat. Denver has turned it around. What is there to say? I think people are just – it's stuck in your head that an NFL team gave up 70 points, so you think, man, these guys are terrible. They haven't been that bad since then. And I was kicking their backs in. You give up 30-something unanswered to Washington. They look bad.
I had them opening day
against the Raiders. You're up 16-10, and you try an onside kick. You end up losing that game 17-16. You're like, what is going on here? It kind of rolled into a big ball of trash. But now it's changed. The tide's changed a little bit. And that, Gabe, that little momentum like that, you feel, you know what? We could still be alive here. And as you mentioned, dude, there's a lot of 500-looking teams. I mean, short of Baltimore, and if you want to put Jacksonville in that and the Chiefs, the AFC is not you got two teams in the Ravens and Chiefs, and everybody else is – even Miami. Miami's lost every good team. So Denver might be thinking, hey, we could be a playoff team here. Let's get another win. Let's win who's in front of us. It's a road game for Minnesota. Take care of business at home, Denver.
That's why I went right home Buffalo team, off.
Yeah, exactly. Because they still have a talented team. But, Denver home, I don't like that they're not laying at least a 3. I'm old school, like, you should lay 3 for home field. But I think the perception is that they're we gave up 70 points, and that's what people think about Denver. You gave up 70 points. You should have lost. There was an illegal man on the field. You should have lost that game. Extra man. So no one's going to give them a fair shake. I like Denver.
I think Denver are the play as well. Sean, great stuff.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll catch up with you. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's roll. Once again, thanks to everybody here at Circa Sports, Circa Las Vegas, Circa Hotel. Beautiful establishment. It's more than just a sports book. It's a beautiful hotel. You've got multiple pools. You've got all the games on. And you got a big-time party 24/7, 365. We'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Las Vegas time, 7 to 10. We're going to have a lot of guests joining us once again. Tomorrow night, including our main man, Tony Finn. Tony Finn's going to be in the house. Tony Finn, Brady Cannon returns, and more. We'll have all of our best bets. We'll have all of our regulars that join us routinely from Rob Vino, Mick Aussie, and everybody else. We're going to get to the bottom of this Formula One stuff. So as I stated, they're going over all the manholes right now, and they're going to do the practice session probably like in the afternoon tomorrow, which is going to cause chaos because they have a traffic schedule on the strip. So, I don't know. It's all those people. That's why all those people make the big bucks. It's not my problem. But shout out to Taylor Mathis for joining us here. Brady Cannon tonight. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Brent Beer, Sean Higgs. We had a full house here tonight. Shout out to our crew as well. Kofsky, Tommy Reynolds, and everybody that made this happen.
So we're going to be kicking it tomorrow night. We'll have some college football tomorrow night, including the Colorado Buffaloes and Washington State. The Cougs are laying 4.5 against the Buffs. The total is 62.5. How is this game not a track meet? I think this game just turns into an all-out track meet. That's what we're going to be pulling the trigger on in that football game. Follow us on Twitter, at SportsRage, and I'm going to post some stuff as far as the race is concerned and how do we adjust this from a betting perspective. What does this mean? We have to sort of let this soak in. It's the first time ever they've had to cancel practice like this to repair the track. But we'll have some news online overnight here. Keep it locked in on the grid. And our boy Tino Patino is arriving in Vegas and will join us live at Stadium Swim. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.